proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Torah portion we are discussing today recounts the events surrounding the golden calf and Moses breaking the first set of the Ten Commandments. However, we are going to look at a more personal level concerning Moses as a leader and a teacher. Now, teachers are known for their patience. However, sometimes it is pushed to the max. If you are a teacher, and you have patiently explained a concept over and over, and still the student goes right back and does the work incorrectly, sometimes I at least want to ask them, are you listening to what I am saying? Today we will see what Moses did when his patience as a teacher and a leader reached its lowest. The Torah portion, Ki Tisa, meaning when you take, is found in Exodus chapter 30:11 to chapter 34, verse 35, and deals with the story of the golden calf. In Exodus 19, we see that Israel arrives at Sinai 3 months after leaving Egypt. Moses is then engaged in several trips up and down Mount Sinai, communing with first God and then Israel, in preparation for God giving them the law. In Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments are listed for the first time in Scripture, but they are actually spoken aloud from God from Mount Sinai for the people to hear. Israel then requested that Moses act as their spokesperson to God. God then invited Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel up to Sinai, where they cut the covenant. The Hebrew word for covenant is brit, and literally means to cut, because animal sacrifices were always made to ratify a covenant. After the people of Israel had heard the Ten Commandments, and Israel's leaders had accepted God's covenant, then Moses was invited to ascend to the top of Sinai, where he remained 40 days, receiving the full body of the law, as it appears in the book of Exodus. God then produced the Ten Commandments, written on two tables of stone, for Moses to take back to the people. Now let us look today into a few details of the story. Indeed, these tablets were written, as the Bible says, with the finger of God, after which they were given to Moses and then to the people. The first copy of the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses, he both created the tables of stone and wrote according to Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, where it says, "And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God." These were tablets that Moses broke when he descended from Mount Sinai and found the children of Israel worshiping a golden calf. Now let's compare this with the second issuing of the tablets. The second set of Ten Commandments, Moses had to cut the stone tablets himself, but God still wrote them. It says in Exodus 34, verse 1, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest." Now let's take a look at the terminology in the biblical languages concerning the Ten Commandments. In biblical Hebrew, the Ten Commandments are called Aseret HaDibarim, which is translated as the Ten Words, the Ten Sayings, or the Ten Matters. Now, early English translations of the Bible, like the Tyndale and Coverdale translations, used ten verses. The Geneva Bible appears to be the first to use Ten Commandments, which is followed by the Bishop's Bible and then the King James Version as the Ten Commandments. Most major English versions follow the Authorized Version. Now, the English name Decalogue is also derived from Greek or Decalogos, the latter meaning to referring to the Greek translation of ten words found in the words found in the Septuagint. This is taken from Exodus 34, verse 28, and Deuteronomy 10, verse 4. The stone tablets, as opposed to the commandments inscribed to them, are called in Hebrew Habarit Luchot, meaning the tables of the covenants. So this is just a little background on that. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we're going to delve deeper into this Hebrew nugget and talking about Moses, the Ten Commandments, and the relationship that he had with children of Israel, and ultimately knowing that Jesus is our rest in that. I invite you to come again tomorrow as we look at that. Thank you, and may God bless you. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.